The problem of avoiding marriage at a young age might be familiar to millions of girls around the world, but it's a foreign concept here in the United States. We wanted to see how aware the average American girl is about the practice of child marriage. So we checked in with some fifth graders, average age 9 and 10, at Driscoll School in Brookline, Massachusetts. We started by asking what they liked most about school. Learning wasn't exactly at the top of the list.
I like to come to school because I can meet all my friends I don't get to see outside of school.
I met most of my friends at school, and if I didn't go to school, my life would be pretty boring.
These girls are aware that conditions here in America are better than those in poor countries.
We're lucky because we like different floors and different classrooms, but I think in some countries, they have one floor and either like two classrooms or one classroom and not a really big school.
Probably the schools there aren't as like have as much stuff at, like as much materials as we do here.
When told that many girls are often taken out of school and married off by parents to bring money into the family, these girls struggled with that idea.
If my parents did that to me, I'd feel like they wouldn't love me. But if there was a reason, like you said, behind it, I would still not feel any better because I would want to be with them.
Sometimes, like, people joke around saying, if you sold me, how much would I be worth? And parents just say, like, not, like, I'm not really going to sell you. But people actually sell you. That's kind of, like, rude. And it's not really right.
The parents should stand up for the daughter.
You can't treat humans like objects. They're living creatures that can think for themselves.
If I was just being a slave because my parents didn't want me or anything, I'd feel like my life isn't worth living.
After our discussion, they thought differently about the importance of school.
I would way rather go to school than get married and raise money for the family.
Even if people are not nice at school, I would still want to go there just to learn.
Everyone has a right to get an education, no matter where they live or what they look like or what gender they are.
Driscoll Elementary School fifth graders Annika Mayer, Nora Wolfork, Laura Lowe, Nina Reese, Twyla Daly, Sola Ash, Risa Cove, and Gilda Gilbert.